All right, so I've been doing items from the Sefer, Rav Schechter on Tefillah. He has a piece on Tefillah at Tzibur, so we'll take it down piecemeal. He talks about, in general, there's an idea of Shomea Ka'ona, that we know, that in other words, one person recites a bracha, or let's say by Kiddush, let's say Kiddush Friday night, at somebody's home, they recite Kiddush, they have in mind to be Motzi Mi, and I intend to be Yotzei. So Yotzei with Shomei Kona. Shomei means the one who listens, it's like they're speaking the words. And we have the same thing by Havdalah, by Tekiat Shofar, by Kriyas Megillah, we have it by all those mitzvot, and the Gemara Masechet Sukkah learns it from Psukim. It says that they found Chilkiyahu the Kohen Gadol, found a sefer in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was turned to the section Yolech Hashem Yitmalkecha, that in the Tochecha, that God will lead you and your king into Galus. And it says that when Yoshiyahu read these words, so he was obviously very upset, but the Gemara ends up learning that Yoshiyahu didn't actually read them. Shafan, the scribe, read it. And yet the Navi says that he read it. So from here we learn that that Shomei Ka'ona. Okay, that's when he sowed. Now, but there's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi. The Ran says like this. He says, even though we know that Yatza Motzi by Brachot, you fulfilled your obligation with Kiddush already, you can still be Motzi me, that we know. He says, in the Yerushalmi, they learn there are three exceptions to this rule. Even though we have Shomei Ka'ona, the Yerushalmi learns we have three exceptions to Shomei Ka'ona. One is Birkat HaMazon, and we'll discuss. By Birkat HaMazon, Shomei Ka'ona doesn't work, the Gemara says. And then Kriyat Shema. By Kriyat Shema, it doesn't work. In other words, if somebody's reciting Shema, they have in mind to be Motzi Mi, I'm listening to them, I can't be Yotzi with that. And Tefillah, and Shmona Esrei. And we'll discuss each one. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, this is over in Yerushalmi, the Tani Hatam, Kol HaBracho, Shdam Patur, Motzi Arabim, Dechobatan, all cases, in other words, even though I was Yotzi, I could be Motzi other people, Chutz Mi Birkat HaMazon, but Birkat HaMazon, I can't do it. He says, the Tibi Achalta V'Savata, he says, you'll eat and you'll be satiated, uve rachta, you'll bless. Misha chal yivarech. The person who eats is the one who has to say the birchas hamazon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi have yafin va'amri. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi were sitting, and va'amri lo mistaber b'kriyat shema sheikol tabakad mishani b'fiv. Isn't it logical by kriyat shema that everybody should say it themselves, they said. And he says, lo mistaber b'tfilah sheikol tabakad. Is it logical by Shmona Esrei that everybody should make their own bakashot, their only requests? And then the Ran says, that's only if he knows how to make the bracha. If he doesn't know, his friend can be motzi him. And he quotes the Gemara, like by Birchas HaMazon, sometimes you have one person knows how to bench, another person doesn't know how to bench, he can be motzi them. Now, he says, Rosh Hashanah explains that in these three areas, we don't say Shomei Ka'oneh. So why not? Why not? First, the basic halacha. Why is Shomei Ka'oneh not good by Kriyat Shema? Why is it not good by Birchas HaMazon? Why is it not good by Tefillah? That's the Yerushalmi. This is just to understand that line in Yerushalmi. So it's saying that like these three things are so like important that I have to do it myself. I can't delegate to somebody else. It's Kabbalah Sol Malchut Shemayim. I'm accepting God's kingship upon me. I don't have any shaliach to do that. Shomei Ka'oneh. I have to be the one that's saying Shema. And similarly, he says that if I have bakashot, you know, to express to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm the one who should make the bakashot, not have somebody else make it for me. And similarly, by eating the food, the idea is also that the Derech Eretz, I should be the one to thank Hashem for eating the food. It means also Birchas Nenin. Okay, now, he quotes from the Gra's in Shnon Eliyahu. Do you feel like getting me the Mishnayot Brachot? I'm sorry to bother you, like the larger one, okay? Anyway, so the Gra is focused on this Ashinui in Lashonos. The first Mishnah, the large one, right. You have it with Yakun Boaz, you have it over there? Thank you. Okay, so thank you. Good work. Just bring it. Chop, chop. Okay. Anyway, so the... all right. So the first Mishnah in Brachot says, Me'ematai kori nishma ba'arvin. When do we read Shema in the evening? That's Lashon, it's plural, Lashon Rabin. Me'ematai kori nishma ba'arvin. The next Mishnah in Masechet Brachot says, it says b'shachar mevorech shtayim lefaneh. In the morning, you make two brachot before Kriyat Shema. Two brachot. There's Lashon Yachid. So why does it change from Lashon Rabim to Lashon Yachid? Okay, let me see if I can get this grab quickly, otherwise we'll just do it, like, synopsize it. One second. I got it. Okay. Okay. So the Gra says like this. He says, Amar Korin B'Lashon Rabim Lo Korek, Boshtai B'Brachot. He says, B'Shachem B'Rech L'Lashon Yachid, B'Hum Neshe B'Brachot, Echam B'Varech U'Motzi Kulan. By the Birkos Kriyat Shema, so one person can recite it, another person can be Yotzei with it. Aval Kriyat Shema Inu Yachol L'Hotzi, El Kol Katsriyach L'Kropotei Atzmo, V'Lachin Katani Korin. By Kriyat Shema, I can't have one person be Motzi me. Everybody has to recite it themselves. So it says, Korin, when do we read Shema? Because everybody's got to read it on themselves. Everybody has to do it by themselves. Okay, now, I'm just keeping an eye on the watch with the Shkia, and then when we're ready, we'll go. Now, that's the basic Yisod. So we're saying Shomea Ka'ona is a rule that works in Halakha, but then there are areas where Shomea is not Ka'ona, and the three areas that we discussed. So if that's true, that I can't be motzi somebody with, like, let's say, Bir Chasananin. So let's say I'm sitting down for a meal on Shabbos, I'm with a family, and the Baal HaBas makes hamotzi. How am I able to be yotzei the birchas hamotzi? We just learned, he said birchas hamazon, Rav Shachter takes it, and it's based on the Rav, that it's by all birchas hanenin, I can't say Shemei HaKa'onah. Yet when I sit down for a meal, the Baal HaBas makes hamotzi, and I'm yotzei. So how does that work? So the Rav wants to say that there's like a third category. In other words, there's a case, I could be a yachid, then in the Shemei HaKa'onah, is another category of mevarech b'chabura. Sometimes I'm part of like this corporate entity, the chabura. So when people sit down for a meal together with kviyas, like with a formal meal, so now the whole chabura is one unit. The whole chabura is one unit, and then and under those circumstances, one person can make the bracha for me. Now he has a nafkamina lahalacha, and I'll wrap up with this. And when like all these things, like you hear the chakira, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, like you have the stira and the rambams and things like that. That's the way they do it in yeshiva. Then you find the chakira. Ah, now I understand all the stiras. So he says here like this: there's a halacha that the Rama brings down. The Rama says that if you make a bracha, he says, you shouldn't interrupt between the bracha and eating. If I speak, I have to go back and make the bracha again. This is in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Unless it relates to what I'm eating. He says, like I said, amotzi lechem ha'aretz. V'korum shakalamar haviu melech oliftan. I say before the meal, bring me some salt. I say amotzi lechem ha'aretz, bring me some salt. Amotzi lechem ha'aretz, bring me some spread to put on the bread. Or tenu leploni lechol. Tenu ma'achal lebehem. V'chayetzei be'elu nitzrich levarech. Then the Rama says, you shouldn't interrupt with anything. And then he says, that's if the person who makes the bracha, let's say he's making a bracha for a number of people, he interrupts, then he's got to go back and make a bracha again. He's saying, let's say, Kavar Yatsu Kulam Bachilir Botseya, Kin Shrikum Kulam Chomen Pusir Botseya, Rash Osin Kin Lachibub Metzah. Let's say I'm sitting down at a table, and now the one who's saying Hamotzi makes Hamotzi Lachem and Aretz. He eats from the bread, and I haven't eaten from the bread yet. And I turn to somebody, I say, have you heard what the latest score is with the Yankees? The Ramah holds that that's not a hefsek. The Ramah says that's not a hefsek. Why is that not a hefsek? So the Rav wanted to say, that's a bracha b'chabura. In other words, the chabura, I'm part of this unit. I sat down with kviyas. Once somebody's made that bracha, I'm yotzei with that bracha. I say, amen, I have kabana b'yotzei. He ate it, I'm yotzei. Now, the emes is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that kemat kol poskim disagree with this. Almost all the poskim disagree with this Ramah. But you have the Ramah. How do I understand the Ramah? So now with the Rav's Hesber, I have a way to understand the Ramah. Okay, now we'll go other places with this, but you begin to get like his ideas. Okay, I got to call it a day with this now. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?